it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hey there, and welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, the podcast where we talk about music, not just as a thing we do, but as a way of life we live. If you've ever wondered what it would feel like to wake up inside your extraordinary musical life, today's episode is especially for you. Because here's the truth. Most musicians aren't stuck because they lack talent. They're stuck because they're identifying with the version of themselves who hasn't arrived yet. So today, we're diving into three powerful ideas. Embracing your future self, activating your heroic identity, and bending reality to meet the life you know you were made for. Let me take you back to a pottery studio in Northern California. Picture this, a wide, sunlit room with shelves of finished ceramic, the earthy smell of clay in the air, and the wheels quietly humming as students work. At the time, I was intentionally studying mastery, not just in music, but in life. While I was enrolled in music, I also chose to study art. One experience in particular brought lasting focus to how I approached musical mastery. The art class was taught by a Japanese master potter with a deeply transcendent approach to the craft. His presence was quiet but commanding, and every movement he made was deliberate, almost meditative. Before we were allowed to shape a bowl, we had to go through an intentional process, one that mirrored a profound lesson in life and music. The clay itself started in a non-expanded state, just a lump. Raw potential. But with intention, discipline, and the right preparation, it would become something of both function and beauty. Before shaping anything, we had to select the right clay, get the consistency just right, knead and center it with presence and care. Then came the real challenge. We had to pull 40 perfect cylinders on the wheel, over and over, before we were allowed to shape it into a bowl. Or any other form. 40 might sound like a random number, but what it really taught me was patience, precision, and respect for process. The lesson? Structure before expansion. And it changed the way I approached music. Whether I was on guitar, producing, singing, or writing, I stopped looking for shortcuts and started building the kind of internal structure that mastery requires. That focus, that repetition, that intentional choice, that's where transcendence begins. I remember practicing scales on the guitar for what felt like the 10,000th time. Not to play faster, but to play deeper, to accurately make emotions and speak, to find the nuance in the note, the breath in the space between. The same with voice, pitch, sight reading, scales, breath technique, and articulation practice took me to a place where I could expand. That's what those cylinders on the potter's wheel gave me, a deep respect for the unglamorous, repetitive path to greatness. And here's the thing. This practice got me there quicker and helped me find my true voice. Which brings us to today's core idea. To live an extraordinary musical life, you must first identify with the version of yourself who already lives it. UCLA professor of marketing, behavioral decision-making, and psychology, Hal Hirschfield, talks about this in his book, Your Future Self. A researcher who studies the intersection of psychology and economics, he found that when people can emotionally connect to who they will be years from now, they start making smarter decisions today. Musicians who can imagine the version of themselves who's already performing confidently, creating freely, and living sustainably, they start showing up differently now. It's a shift from saying, one day I'll be ready, to saying, how would that version of me act right now? But what if you don't feel ready? That's where Todd Herman's book, The Alter Ego Effect, comes in. Herman, a peak performance coach and a mindset mentor to elite athletes and leaders, says your alter ego is not about being fake. It's about drawing from your deepest truth, the part of you that already knows how to rise. You can give that part of yourself a name, an outfit, a persona if you need it. Pro athletes and performers frequently embody alter egos to help take them to the next level. Superstar singer Beyoncé created her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, to access a more daring, fearless part of herself, a key to unlocking the iconic performer that already existed within her. Her third studio album, I Am Sasha Fierce, explored the dual nature that she was endeavoring to integrate within herself. Eventually, she killed the persona when she felt that the integration was complete. When I step on the stage or into the studio, at best, I'm not dragging along every doubt and every second guess I've ever had. I'm stepping into the version of Dave who knows how to serve music. That doesn't mean I'm pretending. It means I'm choosing who I need to be in that moment. In The Alter Ego Effect, Herman also cites research showing that self-suppressive activation and self-expansive activation are keys to unlocking greater courage and confidence. He refers to these two keys as the OW mindset and the WOW mindset. With the self-suppressive or OW mindset, you're trying to avoid pain, which leads to feeling contracted, to becoming the trapped self, as Herman calls it. In contrast, the self-expansive or WOW mindset reflects an orientation towards positivity and expansion. This mindset helps you build confidence in your ability to overcome challenges. In essence, you become your heroic self. Yale and Harvard grad and former venture capitalist Victoria Song markets herself as someone who guides visionaries to make the impossible probable. In essence, she helps clients make quantum leaps in business and in life. Her book, Bending Reality, shows us how we can make our own quantum leaps, how we can bend reality to create that extraordinary world we seek. In essence, it all comes down to learning how to make one foundational change, identifying and moving from contraction into expansion. She introduces the powerful idea that contraction creates experts, but expansion creates masters. That hit me. We live so much of our lives in contraction, trying to get it right, trying not to mess up, trying to prove we belong. But real mastery comes from expansion, from giving yourself permission to stretch, to trust, to play. Victoria says, supernatural ability doesn't come from talent. It comes from transforming contraction. And that's what happened to me on the potter's wheel. I moved from contraction, or get it perfect, to expansion, or trust the motion. From fear, what if I mess it up? To flow, what if I don't mess it up? Now, back to music. Think of a time when you were locked up in your head trying to get it right. Now think of a time when you were just in it, free, feeling it. That's the difference. Here's the thing. Your extraordinary musical life is not built in one breakthrough moment. It's built in every small choice to act from your future self, to show up in your alter ego, and to expand beyond the contraction of fear. If you're feeling stuck or stalled, try this. Ask yourself, what would the future version of me do next? Choose one area where you're going to practice repetition and structure. Give your alter ego a name. Step into that energy. Catch yourself when you're in contraction. Then breathe, expand, and move anyway. I've worked with artists who felt blocked for years, but when they started identifying with their future self, even just a little, things opened up. One of them stopped calling themselves an aspiring songwriter and just started calling themselves a songwriter. And you know what? The songs started flowing. Remember, you're not waiting to become an artist. You already are one. And the more you learn to live into the identity of your future self, the more the world around you will start to rearrange in response. As Peter Crone says, life will present you with people and circumstances to reveal where you're not free. Maybe today's episode is one of those moments. Thanks for sharing this time with me. If this episode sparked something in you, let me know. If you need help seeing that future self clearly, I'm here for that. Until next time, keep bending, keep building, keep expanding, and keep being bold. Much love, much music. To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Power Song Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.